Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. I hope everyone is having a great and marvelous evening. It's 6 minutes after the hour. Next song coming up is coming from Deborah Cox. You tune into the Rainbow Voice Network where we deliver distinct variety with this smooth flow.
Nobody's supposed to be here. parking lot, in the park, that's my favorite spot. Doing just about anything,
anything.
We'll be going to the first single.
And
nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters to me. Said no.
but either or. 'Cause nothing even matters no more. See nothing, it don't matter. See nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters no more.
Nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
You, nothing to you, nothing for you.
everyone. You're tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It's 27 minutes after the hour. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthday today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song, truly here, we come from Betty Wright. Tune into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we live a distinct variety. With this smooth flow.
With the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
Should I say it? Should I say it?
You're tuned into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 14 minutes before the hour. By the count, thank everyone for joining us this evening. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving. Once you arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Marvin Gaye. You're tuned into the Rainbow Voice Network. We'll deliver distinct variety with this smooth flow.
Baby, now let's get down tonight. you don't understand. You think I'm changing.
Do this dirty laundry, dirty laundry. together, Kelly, get it together, then we make up. Well, get it together, nigga, get it together. Kinda lucky I was in her shadow. Phone call from my sister, what's the matter? She said, oh no, baby, you gotta leave. I'm on the kitchen floor. He took the key. I was mad at everybody. I mean everybody. Yeah, everybody. 5 years later, I got my shit down pat. Think I had it good, and they don't know how bad. Fooled everybody, except myself. Soaking in the dirt, bathing in the dirt. Dirty laundry, this dirty laundry. Let's do this dirty laundry. Thought it could get no worse as we maximize the drama. Started to call them people on him. I was battered. He hit in the window like it was me until it shattered. He pulled me out, he said, don't nobody love you but me. Not your mama, not your daddy, and especially not me. He turned me against my sister. I missed you. Let's do this dirty laundry, this dirty laundry.
Yeah!
Good evening, everyone. You're tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It's 4 minutes after the hour. I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving. I want you to arrive safely to your destination. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian today is Wanda Sykes.
I tried to make some adjustments, tried to change some things, you know, like I tried to get waxed, yeah. I tried waxing for the first time, yeah. And my friend, she has a spa. She runs out of her house and to support her, I was like, oh, I'm going to get the whole spa package, you know. And part of it was a bikini wax, yeah. So I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll try, you know. And she told me, she said, Juan, it's going to hurt a little bit. And I was like, I'm tough. I got that shit. So she put the wax on there and put the tape on there, and I smacked the shit out of her. You hear me? You hear me? What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. Is this what you do? You just sit up in your house and snatch hair off of people all day? This is some sick shit. I'm like, ow, 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 bitch, ow, what are you doing? She's like, oh, that takes the sting away. I was like, no, that fucking hurts. How would you like it if I stabbed you and then stuck my finger in the hole? Ooh. Don't that feel better? Choosing, huh? Ooh, I was mad. And then I was mad because I had to let her finish, you know. I had to let her get her to even that shit out. I couldn't have like one side waxed and one side razor. That shit don't match. It felt like somebody else was in my pants, you know, like.
Well, how you doing?
And then it got worse, because I thought she was finished, and then she goes, okay, now, turn over. Yeah. I was like, she said, turn over, I got to get the backside, I got to get your butt. I was like, my butt? I said, oh, that won't be necessary. Nothing goes on back there. I like it to look like that because it scares people away. So make them think I got a dog chained up back there. They get close, I even growl a little bit. She's like, roll over, fool, come on, come on. She's like, it won't hurt that much. I'm like, well, what the fuck, all right. Little change, why not? So I turned over, and she put the wax in there, and put the tape in there. Everything went white. and a little bit of pee came out. I wasn't out long. When I woke up, she was still standing there holding the thing. And she goes, are you okay, Wanda? I was like, I think you just ripped out my asshole.
Oh,
had ripped out my asshole. Why would you do that? Don't throw that one. Give me that back. I need that one back. Shit. I never felt pain like that before. That kind of pain should happen out in the wild somewhere. It shouldn't be happening to humans. You know, you watch those nature shows and you see the lion stalking the wildebeest, and when he makes that initial bite, it looks so painful. That's what it felt like. I pictured my asshole running across the Serengeti. I was like, run, asshole! Run, asshole, run! Come on, asshole! Run, asshole, run! Hot lion teeth in my asshole. That's what it felt like. Shit, I got a tetanus shot when I left there. I'm telling you. So I'm getting my stuff together, you know, getting ready to leave, and I'm getting dressed, and she goes, wait a minute, you're not finished. I'm like, what? And she goes, I have to do your facial. I'm like, my facial? Not after you've been digging around in my ass. Why don't your ass and hands touching my face? Ass to face? You go clean to dirty.
My world came to make your heart feel something it won't. I got started in the right direction. The DJ on the radio was playing another selection, but our song was still on my mind. Memories lingered on of how you have been so kind. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. Thinking about the time when you were so good to me. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away.
Carried away.
Sweet baby.
Carried away.
And before
away.
I do it.
Away.
I was 10 miles. I was wondering, would you believe me when I say, oh, I just, baby, I got carried away.
Carried away.
And welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am Kel Marvette reporting. Our first news is coming from Tennessee. Tennessee court breaks our 30-plus win streak, rules against marriage equality. A county judge in Tennessee has upheld the state ban on same-sex marriage, breaking a streak of at least 30 consecutive wins for marriage equality in courts all over the country. Ninth Judicial District Circuit Court Judge Russell Simmons Jr. upheld both Tennessee's ban on performing same-sex marriages in the state, as well as a separate law banning recognition of same-sex marriages performed legally in other states. Quote, the court finds that marriage is a fundamental right, end quote, Simmons writes. Quote, however, neither the Tennessee Supreme Court nor the United States Supreme Court has ever decided that this fundamental right under a state's laws extends beyond the traditional definition of marriage as a union between one man and one woman, end quote. Unlike other judges who've determined bans on same-sex marriages, marriage cannot withstand scrutiny following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision against the Defense of Marriage Act. Simmons determined the Doma decision doesn't apply to cases against marriage laws within the states. Quote, the Windsor case is concerned with the definition of marriage only as it applies to federal laws and does not give an option concerning whether one state must accept as valid a same-sex marriage allowed in another state, end quote, Simmons writes. In other news, we have news in reference to the LGBT groups sign a letter of support for Michael Brown's family. A coalition of LGBT rights organizations released a statement Tuesday expressing their support of Michael Brown and his family. ACLU Human Rights Campaign, GLAAD, National Center for Transgender Equality, Trevor Project, and the National Center for Lesbian Rights are among 22 organizations that have signed a letter stating that the LGBT community stands behind the family of the slain black teenager who was shot several times Saturday by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. Quote, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community cannot be silent at this moment because the LGBT people come from all races, creeds, faiths, and backgrounds. And because all movements of equality are deeply connected, end quote, the letter reads, quote, we are all part of the fabric of this nation and the promise of liberty and justice for all is yet to be fulfilled, end quote. The killing of 18-year-old youth has sparked a series of protests in St. Louis suburbs against alleged discrimination by local law enforcement, which refuses to release the name of the officer who committed the act. A civil rights investigation by the FBI is ongoing. The letter urges media outlets to conduct responsible coverage and task policy makers to examine the incident and enact needed change. It concludes with a quotation from civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Quote, "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends," end quote. And other news, we have some other news in reference to the Virginia. Virginia could be the equality state next week. Come next week, Virginia may be for all lovers, as an appeals court has refused to delay its decision striking down the state's ban on same-sex marriage. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit today denied a motion for a delay in its July 28th ruling, which was set to go in effect August 20th, a week from today. Therefore, same-sex couples can begin marrying in Virginia that day unless the U.S. Supreme Court grants an emergency stay of the ruling. The Associated Press reports officials with the Alliance Defending Freedom, the right-wing group defending the ban due to the state's refusal to do so, said they seek the stay and expect it to be granted. The Supreme Court has done so twice during Utah's battle to keep its ban, and quote, "there isn't any substantive difference," end quote, in the two cases. Alliance lawyer Ken Connolly told the AP. The group represent Prince William County Circuit Court Clerk Michelle McQuig, who supports the ban. Pro-marriage equality group said a stay would merely penalize Virginia's same-sex couples. Quote, "they should not be asked to wait one more day for their fundamental right to marry," end quote, said Adam Amhaller, executive director of the American Foundation for Equal Rights. This concludes our news segment. We'd like to thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News.
each other, maybe years and years from now. Family reunion, got to have a family reunion. Family reunion, it's so nice to come together.
I know that my Savior lives, and at the end, he will stand on this earth. My flesh may be destroyed, yet from this body I will see God. Yes, I will see him for myself, and I long for that moment. Grandma, I really miss you, and it ain't been the same. I drop a tear when I hear your name. Mariella Holloway, why you gotta be so far away? Used to say, don't worry, it's gonna be okay. But it ain't, it's like when you left, you took the Lord with you. Why couldn't I come when he came to get you? Damn, I really miss you. I had to say it again. I remember the time when I was like 10. Crept up in the neighbor's yard, yeah, being hard-headed. You told me I would get it, you said it. Boy, did I get it, but after you spanked me, you hugged me, kissed me on my forehead, told me that you loved me, and I saw that it hurt you more than it hurt me. I thought, how bad could this hurt be? I know now, that's why it's only done out of love, but I wouldn't give for one more hug from Grandma.
Maybe it's gonna be okay.
Oh, yes,
she used to tell me that.
Members just gon' hate me, but I'ma let you know what's been going on lately. Now you know since you left, a lot of things with your kids done changed. Yeah, Jackie's still crazy, don't know what's up with James. Ain't seen Jerry in a while, you know he walk like you. And Renee's back in jail, you know she talk like you. Ricula's doing real good now, she working. Rhonda's still running around, tricking, jerking. Buckeye's bugging, he done lost his mind. And Jarvis, back out of jail, doing fine. Collie, he done changed, it ain't all about self. So my father, well, that's something else. But that's my dog, the oldest grandmother down. My great-grandmother, making a lot of trips out of town. But that's a good thing. And if I could only hear you sing once more, hold on, the comfort it would bring. Kids, 11 grandkids, and since then, two of your grandkids and had kids. I had a boy named Tacoma, Xavier's brother. That's right, Xavier means you a great grandmother. I thank you for the best times of my life. I thank you for when you first met her, accepting and loving my wife. I thank you for those Sunday dinners, they were vital. I thank you for my life, I thank you for the Bible. I thank you for the song that you sang in the morning.
Amazing grace.
While I'm yawning, I thank you for the two beatings you gave me. Cause I know somewhere along the line, the lesson I learned from the two beatings saved me. And when you died, I cried like a baby. I beg the Lord to take me, cause no one else could give me what you gave me. But life, like everything comes to an end, I pray I go to heaven to see you again. Amen.
Baby, it's gonna be
okay.
dance up, Donna.
Come on, put your thing to it. That's right. Take us back.
Sing along with me.
It only gets better.
I'm looking in the rearview mirror.
It only gets better.
You look better in the future.
You look so much better when you smile.
Let's go.
Smile for me.
whatever you're in right now.
Smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, oh, oh.
Thank you.